Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shide Show.
Hello.
Good morning.
My name is Brian Gerard. I am with Gregory Hoyt.
Good evening.
And Robert
ladies.
Shide.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
It's very NPR feeling. This I have
is
a very
it?
NPR
really?
Feel.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just has that
real
vibe.
Quiet.
Very quiet.
Remember we used to come in really like at a 10?
Super loud.
Yeah, we've lost that energy.
Let's do an old school come into the show. Go ahead. Do it again.
This is... Welcome to the Shide Show,
no,
a retrospective. No,
no, no.
I'm setting this up.
Oh, thank you. That's
welcome
good.
To the Shide Show, a retrospective.
Okay.
Oh, man. Oh. What am I doing here?
What?
Ah! Yeah!
Oh! 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 Ah! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shide
Whoa!
Show. My name is Brian Gerard. I'm with Greg Hoyt.
Hello.
And Robert Shide.
Hello.
We are the Shide Show.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
All right, let's get right into it.
What is it?
Bone to pick.
Hey, oh, that's what she said. Is it?
Greg.
What?
No.
Have you heard the latest?
What?
The latest and the greatest.
About?
An asteroid just missed us.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this?
You did not know about this?
Well, I think you guys sent me an article after the fact.
It was huge.
Are you
what
kidding
huge?
Me?
I don't watch the news.
It
I told
went
you this.
In between us and the moon.
No!
Yes.
Yes. It's impossible!
No, it
totally happened.
It's impossible!
No, it happened.
How?
What do you mean, how?
Why didn't I hear about it? Even if it's not, I don't listen to the news, someone should be telling everyone.
That's a
well,
good
they
point.
They did. They talked about it.
It was
no,
on
yes. the news.
Yes.
I don't watch the news. What about the rest of us?
I think people knew how you would take the news.
So they didn't...
So they purposely did not made sure it did not filter into your home.
Did you guys talk amongst yourselves as my friends and
yeah.
say, don't let Greg know
I 100%,
until at least
I sent,
a month after
when
this
I,
happens?
When I saw the article,
yeah.
I sent it to Robert and I said, whatever you do, make sure this does not get into Greg's hands.
Yep.
It happened last week.
Yeah. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
An asteroid went between us and the moon.
It was a couple now, weeks ago.
Big one?
A couple
big guy?
It was like the size of Texas.
What?
I don't think it was the size of Texas.
No, it wasn't the size of Texas.
But it was
why
big
you
enough,
was,
it was big enough for telescopes to like track it and scientists
I think
were all
it was like a mile
it
long.
Like
it was like about a mile big.
It was very big.
Holy shit. What would have happened if it hit us? We would have gotten knocked off course and stumbling out into the
no,
atmosphere?
No.
It would have caused some problems, but...
boom!
Like if it hit, say it hit the ocean.
The world.
If it came through and it hit the Atlantic, it would have caused a tsunami for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would have caused earthquakes. It would have caused pretty, like a big enough to order.
In between us and the moon.
Dude.
That's close, baby.
So close.
How is it that that doesn't happen every day?
It does.
Well, we have small ones that hit us every day. Little bits of debris.
Is it just a matter of time?
Well, it always is. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Matter of time for what?
The end.
Complete lights out.
Oh, totally is. Do you know that that's a part of... When I got together with my girlfriend, that was part of our discussion. I was like, hey, you know what? You know what?
Wait, did you say it twice?
You know what? It could all end tomorrow.
Brian, what are you doing over here?
Listen.
Why are you in my apartment?
Just listen. Hear me out. Hear me out, okay?
Okay.
I've been talking with the boys.
Where are your pants?
An asteroid could hit us tomorrow.
Would it be a meteor at that point because it's falling into the atmosphere?
You're getting into semantics, and now I'm getting turned off. Just listen to me.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow, an asteroid meteorite could come screaming to this Earth.
Screaming?
Who's he? Whoa.
Screaming.
It's my parrot.
Why is Greg here?
No, it's my parrot.
This is vocab coach. He wanted this to go well, so...
Oh,
told
okay.
Me to come along.
All right. It's not going very well.
I'm going to start over from the beginning.
Could you put your pants on?
Absolutely not. Tomorrow,
A
meteorite asteroid could come screaming. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Could come screaming to our planet.
Okay.
And totally wipe us out, causing Armageddon.
Yeah.
Fiery, watery, mass destruction.
Wow, that sounds horrible.
And if that's going to happen...
Yeah.
I think it'd be great if you and I were on the porch watching it all go down together.
Is that what you said? Is that the speech that you really gave? It's the most fucking depressing I love you speech of all time.
That's not even an I love you speech.
That's just the world's going
like,
to end.
Want
to hang
you know,
together for a
you're
minute?
You're my backup plan, and yeah. It looks like I need to go to the backup plan.
Yeah, because it might all end tomorrow.
You guys have no sense of adventure or romanticism.
Not a word.
None.
Inappropriate use of that word.
Totally hold on. Hold on a second. Hey, vocab coach, if I wanted to say romanticism in a sentence, what's the best way to do that?
Like, you guys have no sense of... What did you say first? Excitement, adventure or being romantic?
Being romantic.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me take it again.
Oh, God.
Now, see, you guys have no sense of adventure or what it takes being romanticized.
So you see what happened there?
Totally didn't get it.
He nice
never
job.
Gets it.
Hold on. Hold on.
Well, wait. Do you realize going through your life actually living it, like this whole live it like it's your last day thing?
We've had that conversation.
It's just bullshit.
Yeah.
I know we have, but it just continues to come up.
Yeah.
Well, it continues to come up because things happen where like it makes us think about it. Like
asteroid
an asteroid becoming
flying.
Between us and a moon.
I mean, that is one of those moments where you're
would
like,
they ever give us warning
crap.
Or would they just let it happen?
They saw it coming. They
yeah,
saw it
they.
Coming.
Okay, so they then decided.
But they knew it wasn't going to be a problem.
Okay, but if what if
I know
they
your
see
question
one
is would they
let us know
tell us and
or would they just leave the
I have a question.
I don't think they would.
I don't think they would either.
I have a question, and I'm sure our audience has the same question.
What's that?
Who are they?
Well, we can't answer that question because
it's
we'll get killed.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's impossible, but what I would say is
okay, Robert.
That even if they don't tell us. There are enough amateur astronomers out there
nowadays.
With equipment, that those they without the capital T,
the lowercase T,
would tell us.
They would.
But the question is, would we believe them? Because you know there are people who are out there, amateur astronomers, who are finding all sorts of things.
For example,
professionals don't different trackable objects. Whether it's asteroids or sometimes identifying like planetary elements outside of our solar system.
Robert, do you believe that in 1953 we sent a man in space and whilst up there he was came in contact with another outside human life form? I don't know what we'd call that, alien life form, extraterrestrial
we would call
life form.
That, yeah.
And it... they gave him a magic Kool-Aid, and he's now – he doesn't age, and he maintains his human form.
Are we talking about the kind of Kool-Aid where did he come home and burst through the wall and say, oh, yeah, that kind?
Oh, my.
No.
Yeah, it's similar.
No, I'm not sure.
Similar
I,
in taste probably, but
not
different.
Sure.
Is this a question or is this just a rant?
It's a little bit of both. My question is, do you believe that perhaps there is someone up there, a human form –
okay, no.
Who's interacting, who's acting as mediator with the ETs.
Sort of like Battlestar Galactica, the conference room where mediation takes place.
I don't know what any of you are talking about.
Well, you should watch Battlestar. It's actually very good.
Okay.
I know it has the nerdiest name in the history of television shows, but it's actually really, really good.
Battlestar Galactica.
Mm-hmm.
I heard him say that, so
yes.
You didn't.
Star Trek.
Well, that's
the next
up there.
Generation.
Okay, anyway.
A new frontier.
We've had this discussion as well. I do believe that there is life form. There are life forms out there.
Yeah,
100%.
Totally.
But humanoid? No.
Mm. No.
No.
We're the only ones dancing that particular dance.
Well, you know, I was listening to a quantum scientist talk about, or quantum physicist, I guess, talk about quantum mechanics and how there is proof, essentially, of other
dimensions?
Yes.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Did you listen to that?
I don't know if I listened to the same thing, but I've read a bunch of stuff
crazy,
in the last
man.
5 years where they're talking about the whole string theory and
yeah.
different alternate realities
the
and
idea
alternate
that,
possibilities.
That exactly. That when something – so it's like choice is coin side A or coin side B. If it lands on coin side A – coin side B happened in the other universe.
It exists. Like wherever you're faced with a choice, you fork and make your choice, but the other opposite choice also exists. The other opposite outcome also exists.
How and where?
I don't know. That's not for me to answer.
They're
I'm
able
not
to
smart
find
enough.
This on a quantum level that it actually there's it's an answer to one of their questions. Like that particular answer that there are other that the other option exists out there
is the answer to one of their questions that they cannot answer. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like if they present a formula and they're trying to figure out what this one little integer, what do you call that? Factor, variable or whatever, that answers the rest of the
equation. Yeah.
If that is so, then this solves it.
Yeah.
How fucked up is that?
Greg?
We lost Greg.
Greg, are
yet
you
again,
okay?
Here he goes.
It's overload.
Do you realize, let me ask you guys something.
What's that?
I've had the experience in my life of thinking about things to the point of being like, all right, if I go any further down this rabbit hole of thinking about this, I will not come back. Like there's a level of madness that you enter into or...
Wow. And you firmly believe that you will not come back from that place.
Yeah. That like there's a threshold of like if you open the door to certain things, I think there's no closing that door.
Wow. It's like a Pandora's box. But
yeah.
Like mentally you will be gone.
Yeah. Not that you'll be gone, but just irrevocably. Irrevocably.
Close to what
changed.
You said, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's like the earth is flat.
Mm-hmm. As long as you know that's that,
right.
The earth is flat.
But the thing is, sometimes that change is not a bad thing.
No, I know, but it's scary.
So what do you... Oh, you're saying you're scared of the change that's out there.
I'm scared. But also, there's being scared of new things, of new reality, which is already reality. We just don't know it's reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's more of just an awareness thing. I think the thing for me that I was kind of thinking back, Brian and I have a mutual friend who saw a human being go bananas and like lose it over a 24-hour period of time.
Oh my God.
And one of the reasons I think that that person went bananas was because they were reading certain books that sort of... To take you to that dark place of like, you know, where.
Right.
I would argue that any one of us is on the brink of that.
Oh, yeah. Human beings, I think.
Well, this.
Quick jump.
The term of that, of the multiple universes is called the multiverse, right? As opposed to thinking of our universe as a universe, it is a multiverse, so tons of universes, right? The interview that I listened to where the guy was talking, he compared this piece of information, this revelation, to the revelation that the earth is flat.
And to
us now, we're like, of course it's not flat.
Yeah.
God, those people back then were idiots.
Yeah.
But back then, to even think the earth was round, you had no idea, you had no concept of gravity, of, you know, like, why wouldn't you just slip off?
Yeah.
When are you on the other side? What's on the other side? Isn't it just dripping off the bottom?
Yeah.
You know, it just didn't make any sense whatsoever. And that's kind of where we are right now.
With potentially, the universe. Potentially.
On the cusp of this piece of information which will blow our minds.
Yeah.
What is that? What
it would be that not,
it's that concept,
it's not
of
one
multiverse.
Yeah, it's not there's not one universe, and our universe is infinite according to us.
Right.
It's not that there's just one infinite universe, it's that there is one infinite universe, but there are also infinite numbers of other universes, multiverses.
Right. And if there are infinite numbers, then all choices, all options can occur a second time. So every choice, everything I'm saying right now will be happening in another universe. Why not? We're talking about infinite. I have happened again somewhere else.
Is that what your mind does with this information?
Yeah, that's what he does. Yeah.
That I can barely comprehend that fact.
Yeah, because it's a mind F.
It's to say lightly.
It's a blowing
full out
here right
mind
now.
F.
Barely able to really think about what that means. Let me ask you guys a question.
Yes, Brian.
Do you watch Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I watched it up until season 3.
Mm.
I watched season 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Why?
Amazing show. A lot of that show, there are episodes specifically, I'm going through season 3 right now, that they address these exact same questions.
The universe? Multiverse?
Well, I mean, in a more specific way, there was an episode I just watched where Walt literally was like, where is it that I made a choice somewhere. There was a day specifically where I could have...
Moment.
A moment
yeah.
that I could have just died. Like, I should have just been dead right at that point. Yeah. And it would have been fine. Everything would have worked out. Yeah. I would have been happy. My family would have been cool. They would have got what I wanted them to get.
Right.
But there was this moment, this choice I made somewhere.
Yep.
That then went... whew,
gone.
Way do you ever have those retrospective
moments? Yeah, all the time. My whole life is retrospective in that sense because I never thought I would leave Amesbury, Massachusetts, ever. Mm. I literally grew up my first 22 years of my life wanting to leave, never fully thinking or believing that I could ever leave and do anything else.
Being able to stand somewhere and know after the fact that right there was the turning point, it's a really interesting thing. I had that. I wouldn't have been doing what I'm doing right now if I had said yes immediately to a job to do sports when I first came out here. I said, oh, God, I don't know if I can do that, what they were asking me to do. I went home, studied up on it, was like, yes, I can do this. Called them back. Job was already filled.
And
if it hadn't, it was working on a truck, on a
live
sports feed truck. Yeah, yeah. So it would have been Staples Center or something like that. But that's a hard gig to get into since it's all union and stuff. And that job passed me by. But if it hadn't, if I had said yes right then and there, which is really what you're supposed to do out here anyway, say yes first and then figure it out afterwards.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's what you're supposed
to do. That's
true. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be doing any of this. I wouldn't have gone into editing. That's for sure. You know?
So you would have just stayed with that job, you think?
Oh, yeah. I would have gone into sports, and I would have been happy because, you know, I study journalism, and it's sort of still a way of being creative. Now, I would have hoped to probably, at that point, still be making my own stuff somehow.
Mm. Yeah. Do you know, I almost did the same thing.
Really?
This was years ago, though, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I was working as a sound engineer, sound guy, for an arena, and I met a bunch of those guys that worked at those sports feed trucks, and they offered me a job.
Really?
Yep.
And did you turn them down?
Or I was like, nah, I don't want to do it. Yeah. At the time, I didn't even think about it. I just was like, nah, not something I really want to do.
Exactly.
Think about it now. I mean, I could have made a whole career doing that and probably been done very well, but I certainly wouldn't have had the life experience I have had in the last 13 years.
How was it for you, Greg? Did you have one of those, like,
moments? Like a job thing? Yeah, I actually had when I was – it was the summer before I was leaving, and I was working as a paint foreman for the company that I used to work
this
for.
This is in Amesbury.
Yeah, in Amesbury. Blow and Go Painting, B&G Painting. Okay. Shout out to B&G Painting.
Shout out to Blow and Go.
Blow and Go, man. Best painting company in New England.
Nice.
I haven't quantified that, but my opinion, they're the best. Right.
That's good.
Andy Mason. And Andy said basically before I left, he was like, I'll give you this amount of money if you stay and continue, because I was running the crew, you know, at that point. And we were working well together and making good money. And he offered me a really amazing amount of money for 3 months of work.
Yeah.
If I had stayed, basically just to stay and work and continue to do the job that I was doing.
Sure.
And I said no, and that was it. Like, once I said no to that, I was like, well, that was stupid, and I now have to go do this,
You
know, because I just said no to this amazing opportunity, and that was a huge moment for me.
Yeah.
That was it.
Well, you know that because of the multiverse, we are all out there actually painting, being a boom operator, and working on a truck for sports.
Yeah.
What would have been your job specifically?
At that stage, I would have been in the back of the truck color correcting the cameras, keeping them live and stuff.
Vectorscopes,
waveform monitors, that kind of stuff.
In that same universe, you and I may have come across each other.
Probably.
On crews and like...
Eventually, I would have wanted to get into like be a TD, be a director.
I would have ended up directing, I think.
That's where I would have. That's where I wanted to push to go. But who knows if we would have made it
there. Or hosting.
In my alternate verse, I would not know either of you.
That is correct. You'd be in Amesbury. You may paint my cottage.
Yeah, someday when you've made it.
I would have hired you to paint my house on Cape Cod, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? I probably would have met you, and it would have been like, "That guy's a dick. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not giving him my money." On behalf of Robert and Greg,
whoa!
I'm Brian. We're the Shide Show.
Yay!
Is that the alternate universe?
Yeah.
Oh, there goes Greg on a cloud.
Painting up.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. pressing and caressing.